Tabra Bnei Yisrael, the Yikuli Truma, they should take from me Truma, May Ace Kalish, Ashi Ben Liboy, from whoever whose heart is willing to donate, Tikulas Trumasi. So the famous question says, the Yikuli Truma, it should really say the Yitnuli Truma. Why does it say the Yikuli Truma? So the Benishkai says a marshal. Marshal Mahadavid Diamond. There's a fellow that passes by a farm, doesn't know the first thing about farming, and he sees the farmer taking perfectly good seeds, grains of wheat, and throwing it onto the field, you know, spreading it out into the furrows, filling them with seeds. So he goes over to the farmer, he says, what are you doing? There's perfectly good wheat, like, why are you throwing it to the ground? So he says, Shaita Shabbat, do you know anything about farming? You know that for every seed that takes root in the ground, there's going to be who knows how much that's going to sprout from one stalk. The bounty I'm going to get from this is going to be asara, you know. So it's the same thing. Somebody that sees people giving away their money, he looks at them as meshugi, like, what are you giving your money away for? Use it for yourself. Of the emphasis that the Navi says, ziru lochem tzedakah. Tzedakah is like you're planting, you're sowing seeds, ziru lochem tzedakah. And what you're planting, you're eventually going to get back who knows how much, if not in this world, then zichur in next world. I believe I saw Galinsky said over that when he was in Siberia, there was a yid that was screaming away. He said, I think tainus, how grace of tainus, of the Panavisharov, of the Kovner of, how grace of tainus. What was his tainus? Why didn't they force me more to give my tzedakah away? Give my money away. What happened? I didn't give as much as I should have, and the Bolsheviks came, they took everything away. Why didn't they force me to give my tzedakah away? He was makir, you know, that had he given it, at least he would have had some sort of an investment, you know, in Yerevan.
It's a little scary to push a dollar off.
What?
It's a fundraiser, so it's scary to push a dollar off.
Yeah, okay.
They have a lot of obligations, I'm just joking.
Yeah. But this is what he was timing, you know. Why I've been timing on the Ponderish Rub and on the Covenant Rub. The Osuli Migdosh Vishachanti Vesaychem. You should make for me a Beis HaMigdosh and I will dwell amongst them. There's a Moiridika Sipurna at the end of last week's parasha, at the end of Parashas Mishpatim. There's a Moiridika Sipurna that speaks about the Mishkan. On the Posik, Vayetze Moshe Vesaycha Onam. Vayhi Moshe Bahar, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain. That's at the end of last week's parasha. Vayavi Moshe B'Seicha Onar, Vayala Lahar, Vayhi Moshe Bahar, Abarm Yom V'Arbon Loyla. That's the last week, the last pasuk of Parashas Mishpatim. So Zakta Sipurna, on that pasuk, that Behechruch, he says, that the mitzvah of Osuli Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Seicha was said after the Maisa Ha'ega. Not before the Maisa Egel, Havos. Because before the Maisa Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that B'chol HaMokam Asher Askeh Shemi Ove Elecha, wherever my name will be mentioned, I will come to you. So there was no need for a Beis HaMikdash. Every place could have been a Beis HaMikdash. Right? Elamai, after the Chet HaEgel, not every place was any more musher to have the Shechinah resting. They had to designate a separate place. Also, he says, that before the Chet HaEgel, there was no need for Kahanim. There was no need that special people should take care. Everybody could have been makriv. It's only after the Chet HaEgel that it says in the Pasuk, La'ato hakrev elechas aron achich. And also Shevet Levi, that was chosen with Shareis, that was only after the Chet HaEgel. So, before the Chet HaEgel, there was no need for a Mishkan. Every place was right to be a Mishkan. Before the Chet HaEgel, there was no need to designate special people to do the Avodah. Everybody was right to do the Avodah. And then comes the clincher. He says, on the Pasuk Vayhi Moshe Bahar, the Sephorna says in Niflu the Gezach, he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Har for 40 days and 40 nights, Arbon Yon Kineged Yitziras HaVlad, it takes 40 days for a Vlad to be created, to be formed. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was b'chinas yitziras hablad. He was recreated, he was turned into a new person so that he could be ingrained with the Shem Havaya, and now he would be right to accept the words of his Rebbe. He says, and you see that, because after the last 40 days that he was up there, it says, Kikaran Arpan, if everybody saw that his face lit up and it was a Gevaldigit, Zach for Klal Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu radiated the Shechina. Says, up to Sipurna, that really Mikra Adin Moshe Rabbeinu could have had that after the first 40 days that he was up there. No vaz, the Cheta Egel was Gairim, but he wasn't able to have. So it comes out, three things happened over here with the Cheta Egel. Number one, there was a need for a special place for a Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, everybody would have been right. Wherever they did that, that would have been a Chomak Masker Hashemi. Number two, there was a need to be Miyachit, special people, to do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Not everybody could do it. The Cheta Egel was good, but not everybody was right. And three, even Moshe Rabbeinu, he was only Zeichet to the Karna Arponav after the last 40 days. He was like a new Yetzirah, Bria Chadasha. He was Zeichet to ingrain within himself the Shem Abayin. He was Zeichet. But really, it should have been the first 40 days. No, the Cheta Egel was Goyer. He shouldn't have. So what's the pshat? I saw one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to Recheskelar and Partsovitz, that's out. He asked the question, the Cheta Egel was bigger than Eretz. And those people that were oisig in it with 3,000 people, that was it, right? But the rest of Klal Yisrael didn't do a chet. And Aaron and Shevet Levi, Kolskan, they didn't do chet. And Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Har Sinai, Kavachomer. He was mufka from the chet. So what's the pshat? Why should everybody else be affected? That no longer is every place right for Avodah. No longer is every person right to be a kohen. And even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be zeichet to the karna or panah until afterwards. Shema mino from over here, that chet is a contaminant. It's like, you know, a nuclear fallout, right? You have Chernobyl, what happened to Chernobyl? Nuclear fallout, it's dead for who knows how long. Because it's a metzius, right? Nuclear fallout is a metzius, it's a poison. The mamish kills everything around it. He says, chet is a poison. Those that saw the Aveira, Zichur were poisoned by it. So even Klal Yisrael, they were innocent. But the fact that they saw the Aveira, it poisoned them. They no longer, not every Mokum around them is right for Shechina, and not everyone in Klal Yisrael is right for Shechina. Has to be a special Mokum. And even Moshe Rabbeinu that didn't see it, even Moshe Rabbeinu that was up at the Har, totally mufke from Olam Hazeh, but the fact that he had a shaykes with Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Leich Reid Kishiches Amcha, Reid Migdulascha. You were right for Gedula, you could have had the Karan Arpanav at the beginning, but you're a chelik of Klal Yisrael, it's a contaminant, and in Mele you lose that Madrega of Karan Arpanav. Later on, he went back up again, so he became a Briach Hadosh, he was Zeichet to that Madrega, but he really could have been Zeichet to that to begin with. The emphasis is, we find the same Yisrael by Parah Aduma, it's Metame Es HaTahirim. So it's glad it's Exeris HaKosu, we don't really understand it, but I remember we said once, in the Chumash in Parsis Chukas, that was Shas, being that the Parah Aduma is a Mechapa for the Cheta Egel, so there is some Shaykhs there, there's still some residue in a Parah from the Cheta Egel, so it's Metame Es HaTahirim. That's the fallout of Chet. And that's how much we have to be careful to stay away from chet. But in that he says, we know that midah toivah is much greater than midah speranias. So mada chet is such a hashva that it can poison people that have no shaitas to the chet. The person does a mitzvah, he's mekadoshim shamayim barabim. The koyach hatoivah is much greater and spreads kedusha throughout the entire world. The fallout, the positive fallout, it spreads kedusha all over. V'osu arayin atzei shitim. They should make an aron of shitim wood. Amasayim v'chetzi orkoi. 2.5 amasis length. V'ama v'chetzi rochboi. V'ama v'chetzi kaimosei. The midas of the aron were all in halves. 2.5 its length. 1.5 its width. 1.5 its height. All in halves. Unlike this was the midah of the shulchan. The midah of the shulchan, by the Shulchan it says, Atzei Shitim, Amasayim Arkoi, 2 amas its length, Amar Rochboi, and Amar its width, V'amar V'chetzi Kaimosei. So the first 2 meters were a complete number. They weren't partial. There were no fractions there. By the Aron, they were all fractions. And by the Shulchan, the first two were whole numbers, there were no fractions involved over here. What's the Indian? So I saw brought down in the Sefer Eitzer's Pnini HaTayra. He says that the Oren represented Ruchnius, represented our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, represents Tamid HaChachamim. The Talmid Chacham always has to feel that he's not complete. He always has to strive for higher madrigas. The way of life is to always to think higher, to set higher goals, to have higher sheifas. The Shulchan, on the other hand, represents Parnassah. A person should always feel fulfilled to have everything that I need. Esav said, Yeshli Ravachi. I have a lot. Yaakov Avinu said, Yeshli Kail. I have everything that I need. Because when it comes to Ruchnius, a person should never feel satisfied. A person should always feel he's half, he's a fraction of what he could be. And he also always has to feel he has not yet attained the potential that he could attain. He hadn't, you know, maximized his potential. But when it comes to Gashmias, a person has to be the Yonim of the Shulchan, has to be Samech B'chelke. So you do it the word that the belt says over, Shamayim Mimal, while Oretz Mitoras. Comes to Yonim of Shemayim, always look at the people that are greater than you. You know, I'm not yet like them. I really have to strive for higher madrigas. Ba'aretz, when it comes to Yonim of Olam Hazeh, Mitochas, look at the people that are beneath you. Look, there's other people that are poorer than me. You should be Samer B'chelke. Famous Gemara in Maseftas Nedarim, Daf Nun, with the Maaser Rabbi Akiva, when he was originally a shepherd, Rachel, the daughter of Kalba Zavua, convinced him she's going to marry him if he sits and learns. So they were sent out. They were sent out by Kalba Zavua. They had to sleep in a barn with straw. And that's the way they covered themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mefayis them, he sent Eliyahu HaNavi, you know, that came with Musan Ani. And he said that his wife was expecting, and he needs something to warm her up, and to please give me straw to warm her up. So Yakiva says, take a look that this man doesn't even have straw. You know, we're richer than him. That's the way of someone that has good midas. When it comes to Inyanam Gashmiyam, Ha'oras Mitochas, look at the people that are beneath you. Va'osu Aaron Atzei Shitim. So the Gemara Bava Basra Dav Tzaditesam et Aleph. Omer of Levi. Rav Levi said, Dover Zem is Sayris B'yodeinu Me'abei Seinu. This we have in the Seirah from our fathers. Mokum Aaron Ukruvim Einayim in Amida. The Mokum of the Aaron did not take up any space. The Gemara brings a raya. It says, you find in Bayis Rishon, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amos wide. And the Kruvim in Bayis Rishon were 10 Amos wide each. So where was there a Mokum for the Aaron? Must be B'derech Meis, Mokum Aaron Einayim in Amida. B'derech Neis. So Sfasemes asks a question. We know that the Tavnas HaMishkan and all the Kalim, they were built from the Nedavos of the Bnei Yisrael. Happy for the Bnei Yisrael, right? So where did this Mokim that the Orim took up, where did that come from? Who was Menadim back? There had to be some Mokim there, right? So that Mokim, which is Einam and Amida, it had to come from the Bnei Yisrael. Who was Menada that extra Makam that the Aaron was able to fit in? So Zakta Sfasemes, that this Makam was Nivda from the Rotzen and the Chuka of the Bnei Yisrael to be a Chalik of the Mishkan. The Hainu. There were probably those who wanted to bring the Doves to the Mishkan, and they weren't able to, either by the time they brought it, you know, it was already, the donations were already filled, they didn't need any more. Or maybe they didn't have, right? Or whatever it is, and maybe by the time they woke up, you know, they announced, we don't need anymore. But they had a tremendous chukka. We want to be part of the Mishkan. That chukka was the goyrim of the makim in which the Aaron was. It was a ruchniyistik thing. It was a spiritual thing, right? The ikris me'esh kolish ha'sheid venu libay. The zohar v'chesem and the nechayshas, those were only the externals, right? But that rotz, that created the makim upon which the Aaron was, took up, Toichai Rotzav Ahava, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, it all came about because of the Ahava that Klal Yisrael had, they wanted to take part in the Mishkan. Kichol HaSharanim HaRoi Yisrael, Tavnas HaMishkan, Tavnas Kol Kelev, V'chein tasu. Like all that I'm showing you, the form of the Mishkan and the form of all the kelim, v'chein tasu. Zofrashi, what does it mean, v'chein tasu? V'chein tasu l'deiris, so you shall do for generations. Which means that any time you make clay on Mishkan in the future, it has to be the exact tavnis as the way it was in the Mishkan. That's why Zofrashi. So the Ramban asks a question that you find that the Mizbeach in the times of Shlomo HaMelech was much bigger than the Mizbeach over here. The Mizbeach that Shlomo HaMelech made was 20 Amos by 20 Amos. Connected the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, there was 5 Amos by 5 Amos. So how could Rashi say that the Tavnas has to be exactly like the one in the Mishkan, Bechein Tassim the Davis? If you see the Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash was totally different. So both Reveli and Mizrahi and the Maral answer up Rashi. And they say that the meat of the Mishkan and the Kelim L'dayris doesn't have to be the exact same measurement. Rashi doesn't say it has to be the measurement. Rashi says it has to be the same tablis, has to be the same shape, has to be the same form. Proportionately, it all has to be the same. And by Shlomo HaMelech, proportionately, it fit in, right? But the tablis has to be exactly the same. So that's what it means over here. The chain tassel the dairis means the tavnis with its proportion has to be the same. So one of the svarim brings down that agam, you know, it says chayvod and vayma mosi ad yom aysel maysa avoysai. No way we could reach the madregas of the previous generations. You know, the measurements, the gadlus and dairis and avoyda, milas hasodim. But at least we have to try and make the tavnis proportionately. We have to try and fit into the tzura, that we shouldn't get caught up in the mishagasim of Olam Hazeh, of the 21st century. We have to live Beruach Yisrael Saba. We might not reach the Madrega in greatness, of that tzura that we still have to maintain. Because like the Kuzri says, that an Odom is a dugma of the Beis HaMikdash, different parts of the body compared to the Beis HaMikdash. So the chayim tassel the zayris, hagan, we can't be like them in measurement over the tavnis that we still have to maintain. Those zog that I saw brought down in one of the svarim. The pasuk says atzei shitim oindim, that the krushim were atzei shitim oindim. There's a medrash that says vayhoya oilam roy lishtamish ba'arazim. The world was not fit to use eretz cedar trees. V'loy nivru ela b'shvil hamishkan u'b'shvil beis hamikdash. Whole tachlis of the creation of cedar trees, it's a chosh of a wood, it's hard wood, it's strong wood, the whole tachlis was to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. So Pashat of Shad is Pashat of Shad. It was created for the Beis HaMikdash. I, other people use it? No, they get to use it as well. Oh, but the Iker tachlis was of the Beis HaMikdash. And Yecheskel Avramsky once says, that's all said, that why was the airplane invented? Because Rav Aaron Kotel has to travel from America to Eretz Yisrael. Give shiurim there, you know, during the year. No, if he goes by boat, it's going to take up a lot of time. It's going to be a bit of flavor for his own yeshiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an airplane, you know. He should be able to go there quickly. Memela, once that happens, the rest of the world could also have on off. It's the same thing, that the Atzei Arozim, the Shitim, is kind of an Eretz. Shita is one of the 10 types of Arozim, the Gemara says. It was created mainly for the Beis HaMikdash. Of us. Now that it was created, the rest of the world has an offer from it also. But I saw that my Yonah Shaltayr brings down B'shem the Avnei Ezel. Now the truth is, he brings it down B'shem himself. The Avnei Ezel was the my Yonah Shaltayr. Yeah. Rav Alexander Zush Ezel, Alexander Zush Elaine Friedman, Avnei Ezel, was the my Yonah Shaltayr. So when he says a pshat, his own pshat, he says Avnei Ezel. He was a Moedic Gedarshan. The Mayon HaShaltayr, he's an Adam Gadol. That sefer is a beautiful sefer. Like, Mamish, I don't think that's been ever duplicated. Like, they all imitate him, but it's like a beautiful, beautiful sefer. So he brings down over there his Egin of Pshat. What does the Medrash mean? And it was only created for the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, Erez represents harshness, hardness. It doesn't bend. Certain stubbornness, it's a hardness. He says, man, this is not really supposed to use that neither. Chazal say, and the way you're handled right in day-to-day life with people, a person has to be movable. He has to be able to bend. He has to be able to be machnia. Of course, it was created for Yoni Beis Hamikdash for ruchnias. When it comes to ruchnias, to maintain your stand, to maintain a ruchnizdik level, not to be mushba by the belt, not to let people convince you, to be able to stand up when it comes to Kavod HaTorah and not to make compromises, that's where the Midah of Erez was created. For the rest of the world in day-to-day life, when it comes to ruchnis, to stand up for the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is when a person should use the kayach of the Erez, the stubbornness and the starkheit of the Erez.
Who said this?
The Avnei Ezra. That's the Almayana shall tell you. The taboys are in Yihu Abadim. The poles of the Aron should be in the taboys. Lo yosuru mimenu. So Rashi says over here, lo yosuru li oilam. They should never be removed. Af b'cham yosei shal Aron. Not only when you carry the Aron when you travel, but even when it's camping, you should not remove it. So I'm going to say over a part I said last year from the Chofetz Chaim. The reason why I'm saying it over is because I noticed that a couple of mices that I didn't say last year, which are interesting. Chofetz Chaim said that the badim represent the Tamchei Torah, those that support the Torah, those that carry Talmidei Chachamim, those that support them. But taboyis are in yiu abadim lo yasur mimenu. Not only are those supporters together with the Talmud Chacham b'shas they support him, but even la'achamei v'esrim shana, even after they're no longer supporting, even after they come to their rest, and the Aron's there in the Olam Haba, the person that supported him is not going to be separated from him. They're all going to be together. They're all going to be learning together. Not only that, but it's mashma that the Talmud, that the person that supported Torah will learn all the Torah that the Talmud Chacham learned. So last year I said over a ma'aser of Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner, there was one of the supporters of the yeshiva, Chaim Volozhiner, was mekabel to learn Mishnayos Lili Nishmasa. And Chaim did not just daven it up like that. Yeah. He learned that Mamash B'Yun, and he had a shverikat on a Mishnah. He put his head down to think, and he fell asleep. And this year came to him in a dream. He taught him pshat. He ran for this kasha. So Chaim said, Chagivus, that's the way it is. I knew that's the way it is. But I didn't know that it goes so fast. That Mamish, he learns it so fast, he should be able to fend for the pshat for me. That I did not know. So we said that last year. But I saw afterwards, in Dover Nifla, that Rav Aaron Kotler was masvid, one of the supporters of the yeshiva during Chodesh Nissan. Chodesh Nissan is also the Hesper of the Tainas. And he was mastered this person on Chodesh Nissan. So they came in over after him. They said, you know, Chodesh Nissan, how I say it's Beidim. So what's the pshat? So Ron said, I didn't forget the halacha. However, since he was a supporter of Torah, he's a chacham. Because he's now learning the Torah of the people that he supported. A chacham is mutter to be mastered in the fun of. So Abkidei Kachta la halacha, the chacham befonav is mutter to be master. Not only that, I saw a different maisa. I saw that Rabbi Avram Ganachovsky, he was Rosh Yeshiva, he was one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Chibin. So after his mother was nifter, he put out a sefer called Cheder HaRosi. He learned through a certain mesechta, Lili Nishmas, his mother. And she helped him out for states of when he was learning. And he wrote a sefer on this. So one of the Gaonim, Shmuel Baruch Horner, that's out, he said over to Rav Ganachovsky, who was once working on a sugya. He wrote a hostical Torah. And Rav Avraham Ganachovsky's mother came to him in a dream. And she said, why don't you go through my son's shtickle in the sefer? He also discusses this idiom. You know, go through it, you know. So he went and he looked it up in Kachada, he discussed it, he talked mentioned it in the Shtickle Torah. So it means his mother knew that he had a Shtickle Torah on this day. Maybe she knew the Shtickle Torah itself as well. But the pshat is that the Noshim B'maisachim, what do they say to the Torah? Because they wait for their husbands and their children. So if money-wise you're Zoichet the Torah, the Sefer says, so Kal V'chomer, she's mamish, You know, she helps out and the person's learning Kama Chaymer, she gets a chaylik in his tire. Why you look at my son's shtickle, you know? Halfway we fell. Vosisa's akroshim la mishkan atse shitim oimdim. You should make the kroshim for the mishkan atse shitim oimdim. Kroshim la mishkan. For the Mishkan. So the Medrash asks a question. Why does it say Vosisas HaKroshim La Mishkan? The Kroshim were the Mishkan. It's not making the Kroshim for the Mishkan. The Kroshim were the actual Mishkan. So Amr of Haishia, Al Shum Shoye Oymed V'mashken. It's coming to be Meramz over here that the Mishkan is Oymed to become a Mashkin, that Hashem is going to take it away. That if Klal Yisrael Chas V'Sholom is high destruction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Mishkan away. That's why it says over here, Vosisas HaKroshim, La Mishkan means L'mashken, to be taken as a mashken. So one of the story I saw, the Eitris HaTayri asks a question. Talk about the building of the Mishkan over here. It's very the Gesimcha, it's very the time of Ahava. So you have to mention the Chud and smack in the middle of building the Mishkan. So later on, you warn the Bnei Yisrael, but why is it after mentioned over here? We're talking about the ingredients of building the Mishkan. What malkum is the churban of the Beis Hamikdash have while you're building the Mishkan? So I saw maybe the Keteretz, and the Keteretz is like this. The fear of losing the Mishkan is one of the ingredients of the building of the Mishkan. Because what is the Mishkan? The Mishkan is not just the Zohar, the Kesef, and the Chayshes. It's the maintaining the Shechina amongst us. You want to maintain that Shechina amongst you, you have to have that Yira. You have to maintain that Kedusha within you in order to be able to maintain that. So Adarabah, the place to mention it is where the Torah is telling us the ingredients, one of the biggest ingredients, more than the Zohar, more than the Kesem, more than the Nechayshes, is the Pachad that you might lose it. And the Melech, you have to conduct yourselves accordingly. One of the Slonim Rebbes, I forgot really which one, he was mamish beloved by all his Hasidim. They loved him with such a habit, nitshaya. So one of the Hasidim once came in to him. Rebbe asks him, tell me, are you afraid of me? He was quiet. He didn't want to say anything. And he says, he loved this Rebbe. Pachad wasn't. But he loved him with mamish amaridika habit. He says, tell me the Amos, are you afraid of me? Then a third time he asks him. So the Chassid said, I'm afraid of losing the Ahava of the Rebbe. He gives my little patch, he says, this is the Emes Dikiyira. The Emes Dikiyira is to be afraid that I'm going to lose that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus is the Yira. And that is the ingredient over here. The ingredient over here. Kedusha is a very delicate thing. And you want to be able to maintain that Kedusha, you have to have that pachar of losing it. There's Maisa Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that a bunch of Gvirim from Vilna came over to him. They said, move your yeshiva to Vilna, and we're going to build the building, we're going to support you. You're not going to have any daigas of Parnas. And in Volozhiner, you have tremendous daigas, you know, of supporting the yeshiva. You come to Vilna, you won't have a problem for the rest of your life. So I'll tell you the emes. He said, the emes, to move the yeshiva itself, to move the standards, to move the benches, to move this, that's not such a difficult. There's one thing that you can't move, and that's the spider webs. That's so delicate. You can't move the spider webs of the yeshiva. It's impossible. What did he mean to say? Something which is delicate, you can't transfer. Tabachimer, the ruach of the yeshiva, which is a very delicate thing. One never knows. Maybe because of Volozhin is a smaller place. That's why you have the ruach of the yeshiva the way it is. You move it to a different place, you won't be able to bring the ruach with it. In other words, there's a certain fear of losing that ambiance, that ruchni is the kekayach of the yeshiva, if you move it to a different place. Right? So that's the pshat. You have to have the fear. If you don't conduct yourself properly, then this mishkan could be taken away and become a mashkin. That is one of the main ingredients of the mishkan. And that's the pachad that the Bnei Yisrael have to live with. I go to Shabbos.
I'm not going to say the same thing about Shabbos. What?